Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, returned to Pakistan for the first time since a Taliban gunman shot her in the head in 2012. Today, Malala made a brief visit to her home village in the Swat Valley. Since arriving in Pakistan, she spent time with family, addressed the nation on national TV, and met with the prime minister in Islamabad. NPR's Dia Hadid is in Islamabad and reports on Malala's stops along the way.
Malala is staying in one of Pakistan's most secure hotels. There are barricades, guards, scanners. Intelligence agents buffer her delegation. All this to keep her safe. She's still in danger from the same militants who shot her 5 years ago. And in the middle of all that, I catch a glimpse of her. She's taking selfies with cousins. I found one of her cousins outside the hotel. Her name is Seema Bibi.
We all are very happy, and also Malala is happy too. She says that I'm very happy to see her relatives.
It's a rare moment when Malala gets to do something ordinary. She doesn't get to be ordinary. She's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. She's a UN ambassador. She runs a fund that advocates for girls' education. She's a humanitarian superstar. She's just 20 years old. And in Pakistan, she's controversial, influential, and she's arrived at an interesting time. Elections are just months away. On Twitter, people ask, is Malala here to improve the ruling party's image? Maybe she's improving Pakistan's image? The country took a battering by President Trump. He loudly accused Pakistan of harboring Taliban insurgents, the same people who shot Malala. Right now, there's also a movement among the Pashtuns. They're a Pakistani minority and they demand equality. Malala's a Pashtun. She's supported them before. But if she says something here, it's more powerful. This is Mohsen Dawar. He's an activist with the Pashtun movement.
If you have support from your own people also, and someone like Malala speaks in your support, then it does make a difference.
For others, seeing Malala return is a sign that things are getting better in Pakistan.
It speaks to us that circumstances in this country have changed for the better.
Musharraf Zaidi is an education advocate himself. He is also a columnist and co-hosts a podcast. It's called How to Pakistan. He acknowledges Pakistanis pile a lot onto Malala.
She speaks so eloquently and so passionately. So I think we all want to push all of our agendas. We want a brighter future.
Malala's stated agenda is women's empowerment. Here she is speaking to Reuters.
The wife of Prophet, peace be upon him, was a businesswoman, which teaches us that women should be involved in the economy, they should be doing businesses, they should be getting jobs, and they should be speaking out for themselves.
She says she wants Pakistan to do more for education. In a working-class market in Islamabad, most people agreed. The only vocal dissenter is Muhammad Taqi. He says Malala doesn't follow Islam. But a woman hobbles towards us on crutches. She has a disfigured leg. Bibi Rahmat is 32. She can't read or write, but she says she has two daughters and she wants them to grow up like Malala, brave and educated. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.